Hey everyone, it's that time of the week again. It's time for Get to Know Night, where you ask questions and I give you answers. This week we're still going through the Patreon questions. We have quite a bit of them to work our way through before we get back to Curious Cat. But I'm so happy I opened up this new forum because it lets people submit questions way easier and I can get to your questions much quicker. So if you haven't already taken advantage of this and you're on Patreon, I suggest you head over to the Google form that lets you submit questions directly to me, and I'll usually get to your questions pretty quick. So we'll start this episode off with a question from Crystal. Crystal asks, what's your favorite way to unwind after a huge recording session? I'm a little bit weird. I think I do my unwinding before I go into recording sessions, so take a hot bath, or I usually do a lot of good recording right when I wake up, usually, so right after I get out of sleep, or right before I go to bed, so right before I go to sleep. So I guess my unwinding is getting some sleep eventually, so that's probably the answer, is ultimately sleep. Thank you for your question, Crystal. Animal Crackers asks, in your most recent AMA, you said you had to be in a certain headspace to record audios. What do you do to help get into that headspace? It's hard. Mostly just being in a good mood is a lot of it. Which is hard. You can't always be in a good mood, but just being relaxed and in a good mood really helps me just to tap into that space that I need to record. So just being positive usually. And trying to do things that I enjoy. A lot of decompressing, a lot of relaxing things before I try to record. That always helps. Thanks for your question, Animal Crackers. Elizabeth asks, I visited the London Natural History Museum today. It's my favorite place. And it got me wondering if you're a museum type of guy. If so, which one's your favorite? Oh, I love museums. I'm a big museum person. London Natural History Museum is up there. A lot of natural history museums, the one in D.C., New York, the Air and Space Museum in D.C., a lot of the D.C. museums are great. But yeah, I'm a big museum person. I love any kind of history. I remember in London, London Dungeon was cool, although it's not really much of a museum. But yeah, any kind of museum, any place where you can just kind of learn something, I'm all for it. But I think my favorite was Air and Space, and DC is definitely high on that list. Sarah asks, what is your favorite Super Smash Bros. Character and why? Probably Meta Knight. To use, it's Meta Knight because he was pretty broken, so he's really easy just to abuse. But if it wasn't for Meta Knight, I'd have to say the Ice Climbers. Ice Climbers is pretty cool. I'm a big Ice Climber person, so one of those two. Well, thanks for the question, Sarah. Fairy Light asks, which do you like better, pinball machines or arcade games? And which is your favorite game on arcade or pinball? So I'm a big arcade person between the two. I remember like Hydro Thunder back in the day. I was talking about arcade machines earlier today. But like Hydro Thunder and the Time Splitter? It was Time Something, it's a shooting game. I loved rail shooters, those were always really fun. I remember there was a game that you were like in a safari or in Africa and you were driving a Jeep around and you had to lasso different animals. I can't remember the name of that game, but I really loved that game a lot. And then obviously standing cabinet games were always something I'd enjoy, like Pac-Man, Dig Dug. My favorite. Oh, what's a machine that I would play forever? Oh, the Jurassic Park rail shooter game. I can't remember the name of it, but it was on rails, like it was Jurassic Park or Lost World, where there were like spiders and raptors. I think it was definitely like Lost World, and you were on a Jeep and you were constantly shooting. That was a great one. I played that for a really long time. I think I might have cleared that whole game. But yeah, that would probably be my favorite arcade game. Thanks for the question, Fairyland. Anonymous asks, hey Knight, first, how are you? I'm doing good, thank you for asking. And if you feel like my questions are extra, you don't have to answer them, but how many times on average would you say you have sex with your partner, and what's your favorite position? Probably at least twice a day, minimum. And either, her riding me or, doggy style would be my two favorites. Thank you for your question, Anonymous. Ulda Vera asks, hey Knight, I swear I saw someone at school that looked like your profile picture. You can't be studying in college in Indiana. I'm not studying in college in Indiana. My question is, how would you react if someone heard you talking or just met you, recognized you or your voice and asked you, hey, your voice sounds familiar. Are you Knight or from Before Night Falls YouTube videos? Thank you. And your voice is sexy. Well, thank you for that. I don't know how I'd react. I'd probably deny it. I'd be like, nope, it's not me. you have me mistaken. I wouldn't cop to it. I would probably say, nope, it's not me. That's my initial reaction. Yeah, I'd probably say no. Thank you for the question. Honey asks, would you ever talk again about tattoos you'd like to have? And did you ever find it a time to permanently get the ones you're planning in November or no? Sadly, I did not get the ones I wanted to do in November. It's always like that, where I really want to get them and I like think I have the time and then I just don't have the time. But I think now in this year, I might have the time. So I might actually go out and get the ones I really wanted to get. But yeah, I'd love to do an audio talking about tattoos and tattoos I want to get and why I want to get them. That's very likely. Thanks, honey. Baby Girl KC asks, are you a Game of Thrones fan? If you are, what character do you identify with the most? And what character do you hate besides the Night King? Thank you for answering my questions. I'm a fan of the books. And I was a fan of the HBO series until, like, the end. What character do I think I identify the most with, I'd say, like, Tyrion Lannister. But I feel like that's, like, everyone's, like, go-to answer because he's, like, cunning and smart and, like, those are his, like, key attributes. I don't know. God, who I want to say the First Sword of Braavos really badly. What does a man say to death? Not today. God, I wish I was that cool. I don't know. I want to say the First Sword of Braavos would be the one I want to identify with the most. I think I hate Cersei. Cersei or Joffrey, both of them drove me crazy and I hated them deeply. Thank you for your question. Liz asks, you talked about your favorite name to call someone, but what is your favorite kind of pet name to be called? I answered this on stream a long time ago. I love, love and babe. I love any pet name. I just love the pet name usages. Like, it doesn't really matter. I enjoyed Gorgeous quite a bit. I think Gorgeous was pretty sweet. But yeah, any kind of pet name, really, I thoroughly enjoy being called it. T asks, do you believe in aliens? What is your view on UFO sightings? Also, did you like The X-Files? Did like The X-Files. Do I believe in aliens? Like, in what sense? Like, I mean, it's possible, if not unbelievably likely, that there are alien life. But do I think they've visited Earth within our recorded history? Probably not. So I think UFO sightings tend to be just, you know, people seeing planes. It's almost like the same with Loch Ness Monsters and, like, Bigfoot spottings, you know? They're like, there's very few correlation between the two. But thank you for your question, T. Anonymous asks, if you had a choice of two punishments, which do you prefer to give / receive? The silent treatment or showing disappointment? I think both of them, I think giving and receiving is showing disappointment, but I don't know if that's a punishment. I think that's just an expression of stance. But either way, I think silent treatment doesn't solve anything. Verbalizing and communication is always better, so I would always say showing disappointment on both sides. Anonymous asks, if you could be a woman for a day, what would you do? I don't know what I would do. Probably look at myself in the mirror quite a bit. It depends. Do I look like myself, but just a woman? Because if that's the case, I just wouldn't be... I don't know. But if I look like a woman of my choosing, then I would probably be like, ooh, and like enjoy the way I look and like how I feel. And I don't know. It'd be a lot of experimentation. Yeah, thank you for your question, Anonymous. Chi asks, what has been so good, it was too good to be true moment for you when you found reality didn't live up to the expectations you had about something or someone? God. There's probably, like, small moments in my life where it's like that, like, I bought something that was, like, a certain way, and then I was like, oh, it isn't, darn it. But I can't think of it in, like, a big life-changing sense. Not that I can think of, at least. Thank you for your question, Chi, but I really can't think of any. I wish I had one. Anonymous asks, how are you doing? Are you taking care of yourself like you should? I'm doing really well. Thank you for all the people who are asking. And I am taking care of myself. At least I believe I am. And the last question from the Patreon questions is from Anonymous. What is your idea of a perfect weekend with your girlfriend? And what is your favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Perfect weekend is in bed doing nothing, watching TV, and able to shut out the whole world. That sounds amazing to me. Favorite breakfast, lunch, and dinner would be breakfast... like waffles, hash browns, or no, pancakes, hash browns, and bacon. Lunch would be like some kind of melt, like a melt sandwich. And like dinner would be like a steak dinner, just something like, I'm thinking like extravagantly, but yeah, something like that. Thank you for your question. Wow, we actually burned through all the Patreon questions. So next week, if I don't get any more new questions, we'll be jumping over to Curious Cat to answer the Curious Cat questions. Thank you to everyone who's submitting questions. I love doing them. It's a good way to warm up for the recording of the night is doing these AMA stuff, because it gets me talking, gets me thinking. So I really appreciate it, and I hope you had fun listening to them. I'll talk to you all later.